1257, request of Andrea Furpo to address council regarding the Southwest Capitol Highway expansion project.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Andrea Furpo. I live in a home on the corner of Southwest Capitol Highway and Southwest Alice Street, and I would like to provide a comment regarding the Southwest Capitol Highway expansion project, which is now at 60%. In a meeting with PBOT project manager Steve Segethi on October 13th, my husband and I were notified that PBOT will need to obtain a temporary construction permit for the entirety of our side yard, as well as the left portion of our front yard, which was designed by Portland Japanese Gardens landscape architect after we purchased our home in 2014. It was our goal during our design to beautify the neighborhood and give back to the wildlife that lives here. Our yard is heavily landscaped with Japanese maple trees, northwest berry bushes, natural rock and stone. We've also been told that our property line was incorrectly approved by the city upon construction of our home in 2008, and they will need to acquire an additional 8 inches of our property long term. This project will not only affect my home personally, it will also greatly affect the look of this beautifully tree-lined street and the wildlife population in this historic area. We moved here from San Francisco so we could have the street and urban forest which surrounds us. We built a large koi pond and waterfall in our backyard and a connecting street on our side yard, which will need to be removed for construction. I watch birds feel the trees outside my kitchen windows, which are currently planned for removal. My daughter's bedroom's windows will now look out through chain-link fencing out onto the public sidewalk and bike lanes constructed outside our home. Our master bedroom is currently sheltered for privacy and street lighting from a very large ash tree that is on the corner of our property. It will also be removed. The two multifamily units that are behind us on Southwest Capitol Highway will lose their street parking as well as package, mail delivery, and trash services. They will have nowhere to pull over for the entirety of Southwest Capitol Highway. We are consistently being told by PBOT that this project is required for safety concerns, primarily uncontrolled vehicle speeds. However, the only safety measures that have been implemented is a speed reduction to 25 miles per hour. There is nothing in the plan, such as a speed drop or a signal. I recognize roads get widened every day. However, I implore you to please get involved. I ask for a more moderate approach that supports everyone's needs in the community, not just a city's agenda. We have crumbling sidewalks in our neighborhood that need to be repaired, and I'm told that those also cannot be addressed with this project. So I just come to you to be heard because I'm being affected. The homeowners around me are being affected, and we feel very unheard. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, and thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Could I get a written copy of your testimony?
Sure.
Thank you. Commissioner Gale,
you have one. I sent it to you.
Ms. Furpo, is your contact information? Do we have your contact information? Is that on
Yes, it's on her request form.
Okay. Well, my office will follow up with you as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Your garden sounds beautiful.
It is.